Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States and its allies in the G7 group of nations have warned Iran not to send ballistic missiles to Russia. In a statement, the leaders of the alliance, including the United States, Canada, France, Japan, Italy, Germany, and the United Kingdom, said they were extremely concerned that Iran is considering transferring ballistic technology to Russia after having supplied the Russian regime with UAVs, which are used in relentless attacks against the civilian population in Ukraine. At a press briefing, National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby read from the statement.
I quote, "Were Iran to proceed with providing ballistic missiles or related technology to Russia, we are prepared to respond swiftly and in a coordinated manner, including with new and significant measures against Iran," end quote.
Advisor Kirby noted that not only has the Iranian regime provided drones to Russia, it has also provided materials that would allow Russia to manufacture them on Russian soil. The drones have been used to attack civilians and infrastructure in Ukraine. Ballistic missiles would be a significant escalation.
This is a burgeoning defense relationship that we've been watching very, very closely. We've talked about it many times here. We really wanted to set down a marker here for Iran and for Russia, that there will be swift consequences for them to do that.
Advisor Kirby pointed out that a defense relationship between Iran and Russia is not only bad for the people of Ukraine, but also bad for people in the Middle East, because Iran is hoping to get something out of this too. It's not just about sales of ballistic missiles to Russia. Iran's leaders are hoping to get Russian military technology for themselves. Speaking of Iran's providing ballistic missiles to Russia, Secretary of State Antony Blinken declared, "We've sent a very clear message to Iran not to do it. The concern about that eventuality and the commitment to address it, if necessary, is very real and very strong."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.